I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. Senator Bernie Sanders continues to have big influence in the Democratic presidential primary, but former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has nearly locked up the nomination. So Sanders supporters are now discussing his future and making some demands along the way. From Washington, Matt Laszlo has more.
So at this point, you've probably been inundated with chatter about the blow-up at last week's Nevada Democratic Party state convention. But for any of you who missed it, sexist terms and death threats were thrown about. California Senator Barbara Boxer was there as a surrogate for Hillary Clinton. Senator Sanders called her this week to discuss the event, and she told him about her experience while offering some advice.
Very alarming, disturbing, and that he needed to really get control of the situation. He was very distressed about it.
But Sanders' supporters in Congress lay part, if not most of the blame, at the feet of leaders of the Democratic Party. Arizona Democratic Congressman Raul Grijalva has been an early supporter of Sanders.
You know, come on. There's no innocence in this process. You know, the DNC and the party itself has given aid and comfort to Hillary from the beginning. The state party, certainly in my state and other states, have supported her openly.
With Hillary Clinton on the road to easily wrapping up the nomination, we're at the point in this campaign where Sanders supporters are starting to lay down their demands. For Grijalva, his list includes allowing the Bernie camp to heavily influence the party platform, while also getting to control time on the convention floor. Grijalva also wants a vote on unwinding the whole superdelegate system.
The more elected, the better, and at least pare down that number so that it's reasonable and not represent 25% of the delegates of the Democratic Party.
So people are really burned by that.
That's how you build insurmountable leads.
Grijalva says Sanders' grassroots appeal is telling.
I think it's showing that there's a block to the left of center that is pretty significant and can assure whatever nominee comes out of the party that they have a really good chance to be president.
Other Sanders supporters, like Minnesota's Keith Ellison, argue that getting to help write the Democratic Party platform is also vital.
Yeah, it absolutely matters. This is incredibly important. I mean, it helps set forth what we believe in. And anybody can read it and say this is what you're going to get, more or less, if you vote for this party.
Still, Ellison argues the Sanders movement is bigger than this current chase for the White House.
I think the most important thing about the Sanders campaign is that no matter what happens at the convention, that there be some sort of organization that encourages people to run for local offices all across the country in a Bernie style.
Ellison says now that Sanders has proven you can run being fueled by small-dollar donations, his legacy should be enshrined in a progressive movement or perpetual campaign, one that's unparalleled by their Wall Street-funded rivals.
That's the thing that's going to really change this country. I think one of the things that Bernie has said time and time again, that no one president can change this whole country. You're going to need a wave of people to really make the substantive changes that are necessary to really put the American democracy back in the hands of the American people.
But Sanders risks losing clout in his new party, the Democratic Party, if he doesn't toe the line soon, according to Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
If this ends really bitterly, does that give him less power when he comes back to the Senate?
Yes.
You think he risks alienating some people?
Yes.
That's the gamble Senator Sanders is left with. Double down in the primary campaign, where he's still clawing uphill, and risk alienating his colleagues when he's back in the Senate, or tone it down and prepare to throw in the towel soon. Seems that's a dilemma only Sanders can resolve. For VPR News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.